So we've gone to a couple of countries, and in that one place is obviously stuck in our heads, and I think that place has to be Hue An, which is in Vietnam. So we don't Google much when we go to a particular place, and that place was, when we went there, we were in for a surprise. The whole place at night was completely lit up with different lanterns across the streets, and it was almost like we were in a fairyland, which we did not, you know, sort of imagine or visualize, whatever. So somewhere we were taken aback. It was so romantic. The entire place was so beautiful, and that is still date, or I guess will always be on top of my most favorite place that I've ever visited.
What emotion do you take traveling?
If I have to, I'm not sure if this is an emotion, but I think it's traveling to me is equal to learning or eye-opening experience. Let me put it that way, because there's so much that you get to see, get to hear, sort of experience, and no experience is the same. That's the whole point, right? Someone says, this place is not worth it, don't even go there. But when you go there, you sort of understand there's something so nice, or, you know, you sort of lose yourself in that place. So for me, it's all about learning.
What place would you want to go back to again?
If I have to imagine going back to a particular place, I think I would want to go back to Athens in Greece. Very happening. This is an area called Monastiraki. So vibrant, people playing music, people sort of doing their acrobatic stunts in one side, people just chilling as family. You know, the vibe was so beautiful, so positive, and if I want to go back, it has to be Athens.
Share an encounter during your travel that changed you forever.
An encounter that changed me forever would definitely has to be in Krabi. So one of the days in Krabi, we were supposed to go rock climbing. We've never done that ever. So very excited, we were looking forward to it. We were coached, we were taught how to go about and all that, and we were so excited. And the minute I started, you know, sort of do the climb, I realized that my physical endurance was absolutely horrible. Like, it's not as easy as it looks. And when I did it, I'm like, I'm nowhere, you know, I have not done justice to myself in terms of being healthy. And yeah, after that, you will not believe I've started eating right. I started working out, not in a gym, but in every way, in small ways possible, to just ensure that I'm healthy physically as well. I'll send you the question.
It's recording.
Thank you. No problem.
So there seems to be a trend where people keep saying they want to quit their job and travel. What is your take on that?
Each one to their own. If someone is able to do that successfully in terms of having the money, and, you know, if they can really, really just travel for the rest of their lives, I mean, they're lucky, and I will definitely be envious of it. But personally, I don't know if I can do it. So if, like I said, if someone can do it, it's good for them. And I don't think I'm in a situation where I can sort of give everything up and start traveling. But yes, it's an amazing idea, and if you can do it, nothing like it.
So, one lesson that you've learned from your years of traveling?
You know, there is no one answer to one question, right? So, you know, there's so many ways of thinking at the same thing and drawing parallels and coming up with an understanding or an explanation to yourself. So that's what I think travel sort of teaches you, that just go with the flow. I mean, don't expect anything and just live it at that point of time, and your experience is beautiful. It's got to be beautiful.
So go to travel playlist.
Okay. I don't have like a playlist as such, but what I also tend to do is when I go to a different country or a different place, we sort of try to hear the local music which is trending at that point of time, or however it is. So when we went to Greece, if I have to come back and sort of give you this stuff, there are two songs, Greek songs, that are still there in my playlist and I still love it. So we do that. Go to a place, hear their music and sort of get into the groove.
The most favorite travel movie of all time?
Travel movie of all time? I don't know if this is a travel movie, let me be very honest. But when I was young, I've seen this movie called A Walk in the Clouds. It's set up in a vineyard sort of ish background. I think seeing that movie is when I got really fascinated, or, you know, the whole urge of going and seeing a new place was sort of inbuilt in my head. So I think I would say that was my favorite movie when it comes to travel.
There's a place that goes, traveling is free, again. So I'm giving you the first part of the
trip
that will come
in. If travel is free, then probably I'll try to invest my time and energy in sort of doing something for the community and bring about a positive change. If you ask me what, probably set up a small school in a small village, teach them whatever is possible from your end, because we've had the luxury of going to schools, colleges, doing your postgrads, etc. So probably if travel was free, I think I would devote my time, energy and whatever money I have for the betterment of any society that I am in at that point of time.
Thank you.
Please don't put that. I don't know how to...